High school baseball is on the air as we welcome you live to Southeast Iowa and Fairfield. It is the Little Dutch, the number one ranked team in Class 3A, taking on the Trojans of Fairfield. The opening batter goes full, 3-2 from Judkins. And there's a call, strike three. Bring him up and sit him down. Narendra Martin is the first out of the ballgame. It's a backwards K for Pella's Grant Judkins. 0-0 ballgame, bases loaded for Pella. Bottom of the first, nobody out, 1-2. And that's away from the catcher Christensen. Here comes Shull. He will dive headfirst in for the first run of the game. Wood moves up to third. Judkins to second. And Pella's got a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. Here's the 3-2 to Tyler. Swinging a ground ball towards short. This will get the second run in. Martin's throw across is in time. Judkins has to stay at second base. It's 6-3, but an RBI ground out for Tyler Hillman. Tanner Woods scores. It's 2-0, Little Dutch. And now a ground ball towards third. Whitmer stays down with it, fields it, throws it high, and it's caught by Vanderleest. Didn't even have to tag Christensen. He's able to come back down on the bag. And Vanderleest, the freshman, bails out his upper class teammate Whitmer, the senior over at third base. There's a line drive to center field, and that is caught by Smithberg. Judkins tagging, he'll score up to third base and in safely, and then oversliding the base, but getting back in time is Whitmer, and Pella's got a 3-0 lead on the sacrifice fly by Landon Vanderleest. And the 2-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed, strike three. A two-out base hit by Papazoglou, but that's it. They're not able to do anything with it. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We've played 4.5. It's Pella 3, Fairfield nothing. While we were away at our last break, the game was called. It'll officially be a 5-inning game, and Pella has won by a final score of 3-0. We welcome you live to Pella Community High School for Class 3A Substate Action, the Substate 6 Championship game tonight, an all Little Hawkeye Conference affair between the Oskaloosa Indians and your Pella High Little Dutch. Wood checks second. Now comes home, and that's rocked towards left field, and that ball is to the wall on one hop. Meyer will track it down as DeYoung scores. Swanson not too far behind. Play at the plate, and he is safe. 2-0 Oskaloosa on the two-run double for Ethan Arnold. 2-1. And there's a rocket to left field, and it's over the head of Sterner. Judkins will trot home. Whitmer comes around, and now Hillman all the way from first base will score standing up. It is a bases-clearing three-run double for Landon Vanderleest, and the Little Dutch are in front by one. 3-1, and he fists one back of short, and that ball is caught! A spectacular diving catch in short left field by Alex DeYoung, stealing a two-run single from Tyler Hillman and the Little Dutch. And now the 0-1 pitch from Wood. Bounce towards second base. Hillman on a big second hop. It hits the top of his glove. It's fielded by Judkins, who throws across and gets the out. And there is a bunt. Push towards first base. Krause will field it. He'll tag out Meyer. And it's perfectly played by Pella. A squeeze bunt to put the Little Dutch in front 4-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. Strike three. And Wood strikes out Van Veldhuizen to end the fourth. And Whitmer hits a fly ball right field. Should be deep enough to score Wood over in fair territory near the line. Caught by Swanson. And scoring without a throw is Wood. Little Dutch lead 5-2. And a balk is called on Sterner. Judkins was trying to play with them. Little cat and mouse game over at third base. Judkins a stutter step move. And Sterner stepped off. Called for a balk by the third base umpire, and Grant will score the easy way, and it's now 6-2 Pella. And there's ball four, 3-2, misses low and away. Judkins walks Schaffner with the bases loaded. Oskaloosa's climbed within three. It's 6-3, curveball, and it's a little tapper. Judkins dives at it, can't get it, and then it's bobbled by Kingery, and the run will score. 6-4, and they still have the bases loaded. Line shot, and it hits Judkins, knocks his glove off his hand. He picks up the glove, grabs the ball, and throws to first for the final out of the sixth inning. Hillman hits one well towards center field. This should get the run home. Schaffner makes the catch. Judkins coming home. Judkins standing up scores. And Pella adds a little insurance here in the bottom of the sixth. They go in front 7-4. Line drive caught by Hillman. He climbs the ladder. It's short for out number two. 0-2 again from Judkins. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pella has punched its pass to Principal Park. The Little Dutch 7, Oskaloosa 4. Pella is the Class 3A Sub-State 6 champion. About 13 and a half hours later than expected and 15 miles closer to home than originally anticipated, the Pella High baseball team returns to the state tournament for the first time since 1997, and they'll take on a familiar foe, Little Hawkeye Conference opponent Dallas Center Grimes. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Bertrand tries to go up the ladder, and Judkins gets a fastball by him for out number two. And he hits a line drive towards right field, and that ball is down for a base hit. It'll be tracked down by Bertrand at the line. Hillman around to third. VanderLeest is on with a single, and Pella's got him at the corners. 1-2 to Kingery. Baker out of the set, the pitch. Swinging a ground ball back towards shortstop, and it is safe at second. Throw to first, not in time. VanderLeest was running with the pitch, and that allowed him to beat the shortstop, Graham, to the bag. Kingery beats the throw to first, and the Little Dutch are out in front, 1-0. And a curveball, swing and a miss, strike three. Judkins gets it by Ross, and it's the third strike out of the game for Grant. Judkins gets the sign, another 3-2 pitch. Curveball, wave and a miss, strike three. Judkins gets Baker, 1-0 on the fourth. And the 1-2, curveball, called, strike three. Bring him up and sit him down. Judkins strikes out Weakland, 1-1. Hillman trying to keep Kim close at second. Now he retreats to the hole, and there's a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood will track it down. Kim coming around third. The throw is cut off. The throw to the plate not in time, and Dallas Center Grimes has tied it at one on an RBI single by Matt Graham. And the wind of the pitch. Curveball lined to short. Big stop by Hillman. He has to hesitate getting it out of his glove, and a throw across to end the inning. A rocket that Hillman fields on a hop, and Pella's defense, which has let him down, now bails him out to send us to the bottom of the fifth of a tie game. 0-2 pitch from Judkins. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back K's by Judkins, and there's two away in the seventh. Bottom of the seventh inning of a 1-1 game. Pella runner at second base, trying to advance to the state semifinals. Schull, line drive into left field. That's down in front of Ross, and they're going to send Pearsma around. It's kicked away from Ross. Pearsma scores, and Pella wins 2-1 on an RBI single by Peyton Schull. He had been 0-3 with three strikeouts, and on the first pitch of his two-out seventh inning at-bat, Peyton Schull lines a single to left field. Caleb Pearsma scores, and the Little Dutch win 2-1. It's only about 3 days later than expected, but the Pella High Little Dutch will finally step foot at Principal Park as they take the field for the Class 3A semifinals against the Cyclones of Harlan. And now the runner is going. Pitch is high. Throw down by Morgan, and he is out at second base. For only the third time this year, Dylan Sears is caught stealing on a P by Jason Morgan. 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. Strike three. A big second out. The third K for Tanner Wood. And the 0-1. He puts down a bunt. Wood fields it to the third base side. Throw over. Not in time. It's an infield bunt single, and Harlan's out in front 1-0. Jason Morgan lines one to left field. That's down in front of Moss for a base hit. And we're tied at one as the senior catcher delivers for Pella in the bottom of the second. Curveball called, strike three. Bring him up and sit him down. Nick Tarney strikes out for the first out of the third. 1-1 game, bottom of the third. Pella with runners at 1-2, and Hillman pops one up. very shallow center, and it'll drop in front of Mosier, and the bases are loaded for the Little Dutch. Judkins, Whitmer, Hillman, back-to-back-to-back singles. And a swing and a ground ball towards first, and it's under the glove of Jewell into right field. Judkins scores. Whitmer will come around and score! And Pella has a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the third. Swinging a line drive center field. Mosier going back. He'll track it down. Hillman will tag and score. 4-1 Pellis. All strike three. Bring him up. Sit him down. Nick Boss, the backwards K. Cron Bass, the third baseman for Harlan. Wood out of the wind. Ground ball back up the middle. And it's through for a base hit. Mosier will score. Jewell coming around. Play at the plate. He is safe. And Harlan has cut it to 1-4-3 and a two-run single for Brett Cron. Judkins, high fly ball to center field. Mosier going back, shielding the sun, and he lost it, and the ball drops at the warning track. And Judkins will go all the way around into third base. It's a leadoff triple for Grant Judkins. Swinging a fly ball towards left field, hit fairly well. Boss going back towards the corner. He'll make the catch. Judkins tags, scores standing up, 5-3 Pella. 1-2 pitch. Called, strike three. Bring him up, sit him down. Nolan Heasey, the 11th strikeout victim for Tanner Wood. No balls and two strikes. Wood rocks, fires to Jewell. Swing and a miss, strike three. For the second time in this game, Tanner Wood strikes out the side. He's got 13 strikeouts, and the Little Dutch have a two-run lead. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards second. Charging his Kingery, and he boots it. It'll roll into short right field. Tarney comes around and scores. It's 5-4 Pella. The Little Dutch see their lead cut to 1. And now it's 2-2. Whitmer working to Foss out of the stretch. The pitch. Called! Strike three! Bring him up! Sit him down! A fastball paints the inside corner, two away. One out away from a trip to the state championship game. Pitch by Whitmer. Swinging a blooper over the head of Hillman into short left field. The tying run scores. The go-ahead run scores. And in safely on the throw home is Sears with a two-run go-ahead single for the Cyclones. Ground ball towards short. Sears over, fields it behind the second base, bang! And the throw is in time, and the ball game is over. Three up, three down for the Dutch in the seventh, and Harlan scores three runs in the top of the seventh inning to end Pella's season 6-5.